me your attention in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You're going to flip these over.
We're in a fourth grade classroom at a Waterloo Elementary School, where students are dressed in polo shirts and solid colored pants and skirts. All eyes are fixed on the teacher as she passes out assignments. This is the Walter Cunningham School for Excellence, a public school named for a legendary figure in Waterloo education circles.
He was the first African-American high school principal in the state of Iowa, went on to be deputy superintendent for Waterloo Schools.
That's the school's principal, Liz Crowley. She grew up in the neighborhood just 5 blocks from Cunningham. 92% of the building's 400 students are African-American. Figures supplied by the Iowa Department of Education show that many of these youngsters lag far behind their white peers on standardized test results. For example, there's a 25-point difference between the reading scores of white and black fourth graders. The gap in eighth-grade math scores is 31 points. Crowley has led Cunningham since 2001 and says she wishes she had a quick fix to the problem.
I'm not sure that anyone in our nation has quite figured out exactly how to close that gap or the magic recipe that it takes to be able to accomplish that, but we're definitely trying.
One thing she's trying is a continuous school calendar. Students at Cunningham have been back in class since July 20th. Crowley says a shorter summer vacation keeps the lessons learned the previous year fresh in children's minds.
We think that that allows us to not have to reteach a lot of the material that maybe we would have with a longer break.
2 weeks into the school year, Crowley and her teachers are already assessing student performance. They want to quickly find those kids who aren't progressing the way they should be and get them some help. The state's education department reports that for every 10 white students, 8 are scoring proficient in math and reading. For every 10 blacks in the schools, just 5 are. An associate professor in the College of Education at UNI says such findings weren't possible before No Child Left Behind came along. DeWitt Jones is also the former superintendent of the Waterloo Schools. He says in the old days, the test scores of low-performing students were simply thrown out. Now, schools must average the results of at least 95% of their students, which makes the achievement gap between whites and blacks readily apparent.
Now the true picture is really there. Well, before it existed, you just couldn't see it as much at all. And now you can see it clearly. I mean, there's just no question about it.
Jones says during his time as superintendent, many African-American families bounced from apartment to apartment and school to school. This made it impossible for their children to keep up. That's one reason the principal at Waterloo East High School says there are factors beyond race that lead to students doing poorly in class. Willie Barney blames poverty.
I believe that that gap breaks more down along the lines of socioeconomic lines. I do believe that the home that my kids come home to every single day looks one way. The home that someone else's child comes home to looks another way.
Barney says his children have a father with a PhD and a mother and grandmother who are veteran teachers. That's not the same as having a single parent struggling to make ends meet. Barney played football at UNI and briefly as a pro in Canada. He points to his own life as inspiration for young blacks. His grade point average hovered around 1.0 during his freshman year of high school. After he decided athletics were his path to college and a better life, he earned straight A's his senior year.
We have a bunch of talented and bright African-American students who are out there who haven't been challenged and haven't been pushed.
Nearly half of the student body at Waterloo East is non-white, and only about half of the student body enters the school academically proficient. Across town at the city's other public high school, Waterloo West, 70% of freshmen leave middle school proficient. East has a much higher percentage of African Americans than West, but Barney says many of his poor white students are starting high school with low test scores, too. A retired Waterloo teacher has launched an education consulting business aimed in part at convincing young African Americans they are capable of learning. Wanda Martinez taught for 36 years and now operates Fish and Bread Educators.
One of the biggest things that I would like to see happen is that young people truly believe that they are worthy and that they really are intelligent and use their intelligence.
Martinez says more black students need to move away from the notion that being smart is a bad thing. During presentations, she shows video clips of prominent black celebrities talking about education and making good choices to stress this point. But she says it would help if more encouragement came from their families.
The primary focus has to come from home. They've got to have that home training, that home focus on education. They've got to have that support from home.
It's for this reason that teachers at Cunningham School visit parents on their home turf. Principal Crowley says it's one way to involve parents in school life without a major time commitment.
I don't think there's a parent out there that doesn't feel like their child is their priority, but unfortunately other things sometimes get in the way and become priorities over coming to the school to meet with the teacher.
Crowley sees reason for optimism that her students are taking strides toward academic improvement. Cunningham achieved what is known as annual yearly progress in reading last year based on results from the Iowa Test of Basic Skills. Crowley calls that a huge reason to celebrate. At Waterloo East, Principal Barney also has cause to feel good. The school earned the district-wide award for showing the most academic growth for the year in the areas of math, English, and science. In Waterloo, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.